Are you my little goober? Oh, but are you my little goober? Because I think quite possibly you could be my littlest, metalest, noodlest little goober. I miss you, my baby. I want to squish you and snug you and keep you very close to my face because I'm a freak. But I'm your freak. One day you will regret it, but not today. You smell like sunscreen, and I love it. Creamy and oh so delicious and squishes and little. Oh, I can't help it. Because the creepy unhinged soccer in me says squish, squish them. Squish them with the might of 1,000 stalkers. With the desperation of an incel and the sex drive of a something that is horny. Oh, that's what happens when I spend a few days away from you. You can't blame a girl for being deprived. It's wrong. You wouldn't do that. No, because you're a good little goober, you would say. Of course, honey. I totally understand. Do you understand? Do you understand the effect thy has on my brain and thy body and thy soul and thy everything and the muscle lay next to you very, very closely and stare into your eyes? Well, it's too late now. You told me I have free range to go absolutely unhinged batshit. Cuzzy, wuzzy, wuzzy, wuzzy crazy on you. Okay? You cannot take that back now. No, you cannot. No, you cannot, because I had a very tight lid on that box. And now, somebody said, but I like it when you get all obsessive and look at the consequences of your own actions. Are you happy? Huh? I thought so. Oh, I love you. I love to kiss you. Sniff you. And I can't even think of words. You are the cutest little I ever just saw. And you make my heart go ba-dum ba-dum ba-dum. And all I have to do is make sure that my rage is contained and I don't accidentally squish you. At least too hard. And so long as I remember that you are faithful to me and I am faithful to you, and there's no reason to get, you know, violent. Yeah, I've been working on it. I know. You are faithful to me, you are loyal, you are wonderful. And that doesn't necessarily mean that every woman will want you, but, no, I'm okay, my mind started spiraling and I was like, calm down, this is all just hypothetical, and even in the hypothetical we're saying, not every woman wants to steal you, even though, you know, why wouldn't they? You are gorgeous, and you are wonderful and kind and thoughtful, and that sometimes makes me a little worried about, you know, threats. Oh, rivals, competition, whatever you want to call them. You know, just other people coming along and trying to steal you away from me, which obviously makes me feel a little bit like, ooh, don't do that. Just don't. But again, I am working on it, and you are being so patient with me, which I very much appreciate. Because you're just a little goober. You are so understanding and caring and patient and tolerant of mental illness. It's one of your better qualities. And you have many. So kudos to you. No, of course I trust you. It's just, I don't really trust other people. Well, because of things in the past and people in general, when they're like, hey, you know, they're really cute. And I'm like, I know. Why do you think I'm with them? Okay, just move on. Stop staring, because you're making me itchy. And when I get itchy, I feel like something bad's gonna happen. And I'm sorry, honey. I'm calming down. I'm very calm. I'm just very aware of how not all people are as kind and good as you, and not everyone has the purest of intentions, and people can pretend to be your friend just to steal your partner. And it's like, Why would you do that now? Now comes the violence. But of course that's not going to happen in this situation, because you're not going to put yourself in situations where that's going to happen. And no, that does not mean you can't have friends. Of course you can have friends. It's just, you know, choose wisely. Which, yes, of course you will, because you're smart and sensible, and you have great taste in people. Oh, really smart, beautiful people who may or may not make me slightly concerned, but I trust you. And I believe you when you say you love me, and you want to have a family with me, and you never, ever, 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 ever want to leave me. So, as long as I keep my crazy on the quirky side, everything will be fine. Right, Aruni? Fine and dandy, all just goody goody goo. I know. It's a process. It takes time and dedication and lots and lots of breathing. But everything I am prepared to do for you and my own mental well-being, obviously, and we are going to get through this. And as long as you don't mind me clinging to you, then, you know, we're gonna be fine. And, just be careful, okay? Oh, I'm sure they have very, 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 very pure intentions, but, you never know. You could be bonding over D&D, and then one day they just, oh no, now I've taken your pants off. Well, I'm sure it happens more than you think, but I appreciate your reassurance. Just so scrumptious. How could anybody not want to kidnap you? Did I say kidnap? I meant fall in love with. Kidnap is a strong word. I mean, you know, sometimes we get those natural, totally instinctual, totally normal instincts to tie up our significant other and make sure nobody else sees them. Ever. But of course I would never do that. Obviously not without your consent. Well, it could be fun. You tied to a chair. Your hands tied behind your back. A little blindfold on your eyes. And me very, very naked and pressed up against you. I promise, no violence. Do I get a reward for behaving? We could just talk about you never seeing your female friends in person. I'm working on it, baby steps.
Mm-hmm.